from Austin, live music capital of the world. This is Texas Music Matters.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us. This hour, we'll talk about the official launch of a new project aimed at finding the hidden places where Austin music's being made and how you can help put your favorite place to hear live music on the Austin Music Map. Plus, live music by Bob Schneider, Shaky Graves, and tons of surprises. First, check this out. After more than 40 years, the founders of what might be called psychedelic gospel are set to release their first album on Yep Rock, no less, produced by Jim Eno of Spoon. This is The Relatives, and you're hearing it first on Texas Music Matters.
Let it shine. Everybody gotta let it shine. Oh yeah. China.
Out of Dallas, the Reverend Gene West and his brother, the Reverend Tommy West, leaders of The Relatives, making a miraculous resurgence more than four decades after the group's formation. Their new album, The Electric Word, is set for release in February of 2013. Our in-house live music maven, Lori Gallardo, has called the Austin band The Couch epic and thunderous rock pop amazingness. Well, having just sampled the forthcoming album by The Couch, the band's first full-length set for release in December, we're going to need to find some new adjectives. Virtually reinvented with the addition of Sarah Hauser on keys and vocals. We certainly like what we hear, and we think you will too. Brand new from The Couch, this is Kick the Can on Texas Music Matters. In San Marcos, Texas, they now call Austin home, and they call themselves The Couch. Their eponymous debut full-length is set for release on December 1st. Many people remember the name Brian Beatty, former frontman for Austin art rock icons Glass Eye. Since the band's heyday in the 80s and early 90s, Beatty's taken on the mantle of record producer, and you can definitely hear his inventive touch. On the new release by Amy Babrook, B-A-B-R-O-O-K.
Just to be clear, you've actually titled your album Bob Brook.
Yes, it's a self-titled release. It's a Russian name that originates from Belarus, and in my family, nobody has known how to pronounce it. Technically, I guess it's supposed to be Bob Brook, but if you ask me, I say Bob Brook.
Bob Brook.
If you're a friend, and if I don't know you, I say Bo Brook.
That's confusing. That's hard to keep up with. I'm sorry. As this is your third album,
mm-hmm.
You feel like it's a departure?
I guess I wouldn't choose the word departure, but a lot of what I heard and wanted to hear came out on this album. I think the last time around in 2008 with the Safety Match Journal, I wasn't quite sure how to flavor the songs. I kind of just wrote the melody and the lyrics, but with this one I had much more of a tangible feeling of it needs this and not this, or more of this texture, less of that. So it really came across in this one on In Your Own Language.
In your own fashion, in your own. In your own fashion, in your own. In your own way, write your own play. Make your own scene, dub a new meaning. It doesn't have to be...
What I think is interesting is that your songwriting doesn't seem to be... There's a kind of a free-form non-linearity. It'll take a turn. And you don't see it coming. You don't hear it coming. And it creates a kind of a texture in the song that is unexpected.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd agree with that. My history with performance first started with acting. I originally went to a conservatory on the East Coast. And so I think the approach to songwriting and performing to me still feels very, it still feels very theatrical. I think it has to be fun and interesting. I don't want to do it. So I've always kind of envied people that have one common thread or sound throughout their record. And actually, when I sat down with Brian, I was very concerned about that. I
said,
Brian Beatty, who produced the album. I feel like my strength as a writer is that I can write across a broad spectrum, but I also feel like how are these songs going to fit together? Because in one song, I go in one direction, and then it's the next direction in another song.
Can you keep a secret? Tucked away inside.
Like, Can You Keep a Secret is very, to me, is a very sensuous love song and quiet and like a whisper. And then something like Is There Nothing? I mean, that was just an exercise in writing a 2-minute pop song.
Is there nothing I can do or say to make you wanna stay and go? Don't look back at me. Is there nothing?
I guess I hear a lot of Sarah Jaffe. There's almost a kind of connection. Do you like Sarah Jaffe? Or you listen to her? Does she have?
I hate to say I don't listen to a lot of music.
Really?
Well, I do, but I still teach at the Austin School for Music. I've been there for 2 years now, and it's easy after 5 hours of teaching during a day to feel like you can't hear anything anymore.
Growing up, what did you listen to?
I listened to Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven. So all my early music was classical. I didn't even know who Bob Dylan was until I was 18. I didn't think growing up that I would be writing music. It literally just woke me up. I woke up and I thought I was hearing the radio, and it wasn't the radio. So I just grabbed a recorder and I sang what I wrote.
Hummingbird hovering at morning dawn. Wings at attack, beating out a song. Her heart is willing, but it won't let go. I'm an Ishko.
You know, there are a lot of people who yearn to write a perfect pop song. What do you ultimately want to accomplish? What's success?
I hope I created a work of art. I mean, whether how many songs sell, to me it's already a success and it hasn't even come out yet. We're supposed to talk to people in songs. I think as a musician, your goal is to... If I don't give somebody a feeling that they want to be better in their life and refreshed and a mirror image of something they've experienced. People want to see themselves in a song, I find. My favorite songs give me chill bumps are the ones that I say I've been there and I've felt that, and I forgot about that feeling, and it's been years, but now that I look back, I'm so grateful that I felt that, and you just reminded me of it. So, I mean, I hope that I can do that with people.
Amy Babrook, her new album is titled Babrook, B-A-B-R-O-O-K, and that track, Two of a Kind, will be our Song of the Day on Monday. You can find out more at KUT.org in the music section. Coming up, the week's music news and lots more as Texas Music Matters continues. This is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman, the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer who blazed new trails both on and off the stage. Etta Moten Barnett was born in Weimar, Texas on November 5, 1901. She began her singing career on Broadway in 1931 with productions of Fast and Furious and Zombie. Her first movie appearance was in Busby Berkeley's Gold Diggers of 1933, in which she helped break the Hollywood stereotype of African-American women as domestic servants. She also appeared with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in Flying Down to Rio, in which she played a Brazilian singer performing the Oscar-nominated song, The Carioca.
Say, have you seen that carioca? Not a foxtrot or a polka. Got a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm, a song. Got a meter that's tricky.
On January 31, 1934, Etta Moten Barnett became the first African-American woman to perform at the White House. In the 1940s, she won acclaim on Broadway in the title role of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. During the 1950s and 1960s, Barnett also served as part of a U.S. delegation to Africa. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a music teacher who made the grade from the streets of Houston to the concert halls of Japan. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.
With the Week in Local Music News, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American-Statesman, and this is the Austin Music Source. One of the first music events was announced for the yet-to-be-built Tower Amphitheater at Austin's F1 track this week. The Music in Motion Festival will combine running and bike races, a fitness expo, and an electronic dance music festival. The event will take place May 3rd and 4th. The lineup hasn't been announced yet. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but some Austin musicians are already thinking about Christmas. Austin's The Eastern Sea announced a holiday album, First Christmas, this week. The album, a follow-up to 2012's The Plague, includes two originals as well as classics like Little Drummer Boy and Oh Holy Night. The Austin Psych Fest will return in 2013 for a sixth year. Members of Austin band The Black Angels curate the fest, which will take place April 26th through 28th at an unannounced location in Central Austin. Last year's Psych Fest took place at Emo's East in the Beauty Ballroom and included performances from the Olivia Tremor Control, the Black Lips, and Meat Puppets, among others. For these stories and more, visit austin360.com. For the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American-Statesman.
Another important piece of music news this week. Darryl Royal, the legendary University of Texas football coach, was long immortalized for leading the Longhorns to three national titles and introducing the wishbone to college football. But it's not much of a stretch to say that Austin might not be quite the music city it is today were it not for Coach Royal. He was such a fan of Texas music that back in the 70s, he'd invite aspiring musicians to his Onion Creek home for all-night guitar pulls, like young up-and-comers Ray Benson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Freddie Powers, Kris Kristofferson, Billy Joe Shaver, and a certain Willie Nelson, who was at the time pining to leave Nashville and return to Texas. In fact, Willie had plans to settle in Houston, but Coach Royal helped to convince him that Austin might be a better fit. That friendship was an important factor in the emergence of a full-blown music scene in Austin in the mid-70s, as Ray Benson explained it to the Statesman this week. If long hairs were okay to Coach Royal, then they were okay to everyone. Though Royal fought Alzheimer's late in life, he and Willie continued to remain close friends and golfing buddies until Royal's passing on Tuesday.
Well, I've been a lot of places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and I've made some bad rhymes. Acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone and I am singing my song for you. know your image of me is what I hope to be. And I've treated you unkindly, my darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? Now we're alone and I am singing my song for you. Well, you taught me precious secrets of a truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, but I was hiding. Now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, for my love is in there hiding. And I love you in a place where there's no space or time. And I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. Singing my song for you. Well, you taught me precious secrets of a truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, but I was hiding. But now we're so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, for my love is in there hiding. And I love you in a place where there is no space or time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you. We're alone and I was singing my song for you.
Our Austin Music Map is always looking for new places to discover live music. This week, Music Map producer Delaney Hall takes us to South Austin and an unlikely setting for one of the biggest gatherings of its kind in America.
Hey, Darren.
The Austin powwow is 2 weeks away, and Lois Duncan's phone is ringing off the hook.
Well, okay, I understand.
She runs Great Promise for American Indians, a local group that organizes the annual event. Now in its 21st year, the powwow has become one of the largest Native gatherings in the South. Texas has a relatively small Native population, but the powwow draws people from all over the country.
The Cherokee, the Chickasaws, the Choctaws. But we also have people that come as far away as, like, Michigan, Minnesota.
50,000 people a year. Musicians, curious observers, vendors, and many hoping to rediscover lost traditions. This last point is especially important, says Duncan, who connected with her own Fox and Sauk heritage later in life.
Many people we find that find great promise in the community really know little of their heritage. They know they're American Indians. Sometimes they don't even know their nation or their tribe. And so we try to help them figure all that out. We have a culture night every Thursday where you can come and we teach people to make and bead their moccasins and how to do their, make their shawls.
Part of what we're trying to do is kind of get them comfortable with the songs and teach them a little bit about dancing and maybe some of their craft work so that when the powwow comes, they can feel quite comfortable with participating.
This is Robert Bass, who organizes Culture Night. He also leads Eagle Point, a local drum made up of about 5 singers. They'll be performing at the powwow this year, which is about a week away. While a small group sits at a long table working on their powwow regalia, Eagle Point rehearses. One of the Eagle Point singers is a guy named Matt Davila. He moved to Austin 2 years ago from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. He's a big guy with glasses and a slow smile. While many people in the room are in the process of discovering their native identities, he's fully immersed. He's been singing and drumming for more than 16 years. He was taught by his adoptive family, who kept the traditions alive for generations, despite pressures not to.
Before the Religious Freedom Act, after Native people were on reservations, you weren't allowed to speak your language. You weren't allowed to be who you are. So a lot of the songs that we have today kind of trickled on through all that. And my brother, he likes calling them outlaw tunes.
Adjusting to life in Central Texas has been a little hard for Davila. The native population here is sparse, and the powwow scene is different. There are more outsiders, fewer American Indians familiar with reservation culture, like Matt is. But singing with Eagle Point has been one way to find a new community.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so honored to have you all here. This is the 21st annual Austin Powwow.
On the day of the powwow, the Tony Berger Center in Sunset Valley is packed. Spectators fill the stands. A dancer walks by in a neon jingle dress. Outside, vendors sell everything from handcrafted silver to mass-produced dream catchers. Food trucks provide turkey legs and fry bread. Inside, Eagle Point is on the dance floor, ready to drum.
Sing the song, Robert.
As junior shawl dancers spin across the floor, a big crowd looks on. In North Dakota, Davila often played for small groups of family and friends at funerals and naming ceremonies. This experience is bigger and less intimate, he says, as much performing his culture as living it, but it's important too.
It's also serving a purpose, which is to educate and to actually, you know, let people know that there are Native Americans around here still. And even though we're not from here, we're still proud of who we are, where we come from, and what we stand for.
Our piece in the Austin Powwow was produced by Delaney Hall, who is the director of the Austin Music Map Project. Hi there, Delaney.
Hey.
This weekend is sort of a monumental weekend in the history of the Austin Music Map. First, before we go there, let's talk a little bit about the big idea. What is the Austin Music Map all about?
Yeah, well, starting in April, we began producing stories about some of the most interesting musical communities around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this idea that Austin is the live music capital of the world, of course. I'm sure
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, once or twice. but we are trying to sort of look beyond the best-known stuff in search of really interesting, hidden, off-the-beaten-path communities of people who are making really interesting music.
How do you find these hidden places?
You know, kind of just keeping your ear to the ground. There's a lot of people here at KUT who have a lot of knowledge, so we kind of start there. Mm-hmm. And then as we work on stories, a musician will say, well, have you heard about this place? Mm-hmm. Have mm-hmm. you heard about that place? Have you heard about this musician? Facebook actually is a surprisingly amazing resource.
Social media.
I mean,
it's a terrific resource.
Even the places that are quote-unquote underground are generally on Facebook. So it's not hard. You just have to do a little digging.
So you're doing the stories. You're also building out a website that's going to be a big sort of centerpiece of this project.
Yeah. So we have stories that air on Texas Music Matters, on KUT. We produce video features, so there's a lot of multimedia. And all of this material is going to live on an interactive digital map that we're about to release in the next couple of weeks. And that will combine the stories that we're working on here at KUT with documentation from the community. We're really kind of opening it up and asking you, asking the listeners, to share your photos, to share your sound, to share your videos, and hopefully to tell us where to look, tell us what's most interesting to you.
Some folks are going to get a sneak peek at this new website, I gather, on Saturday.
Yeah, we are throwing a party Saturday night at the ND from 7 to 10. Mm-hmm. We're going to be showing sort of a preview of our website so you can come and get a look at it. We're going to be sharing some of our stories, and then we've got some great local bands who will be playing for us.
So tell us about who's going to be playing.
Well, we've got Nick Knack, who is an amazing local hip-hop producer. He'll be DJing for the first hour. Mm-hmm. We've got Susan Torres and the Squeeze Box Mafia. Susan Torres is a great conjunto accordionist. Mm-hmm. We have got the Minor Mishap Marching Band.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Finally, we have the White Ghost Shivers.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. So this gets underway at 7 o'clock on Saturday at the ND. Is anyone invited to come?
Yes, everyone.
And is there a cover charge, anything like that?
Yeah, $5.
And that helps defray the expenses of the bands and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, it means we can pay the bands.
Oh, that's what you want. All right, so that's going to be over at the ND Saturday night at 7 o'clock till about 10 or so. The Austin Music Map Launch Party. It's open to the public. Make sure you check it out. Delaney Hall is the senior producer of the Austin Music Map Project, the founder of the project, I should add. And you can check out more at Austin Music Map on Facebook or austinmusicmap.com. Thanks so much, Delaney.
Thank you.
Coming up, Bob Schneider, Shaky Graves, and lots more helping us kick off a new era here. It's the launch of Session Studio C, coming up as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. In our new home at the KUT Public Media Center, there's a brand new studio, a cozy place, actually, with wooden floors and a window that's open to the lobby. You can see right in, Studio C. The idea was to create a setting that was more conducive to singer-songwriters. Well, this past weekend, we finally got to give it a test run with some pretty well-known Austin names. And the sound? Well, it was better than we imagined it would be, thanks in no small measure to the work of audio engineer Seth Price. So what started out as a test is about to make its radio debut right now. Caught live in our new Session Studio C, this is Bob Schneider in one-man band mode. He's playing all the instruments here on Texas Music Matters. Thank you.
buy you something nice. When you get back from the war, you know it's true. I think about you every day. When I go to bed at night, I hope that you're okay. But the night's like a train, all filled with ghosts that sing your song by the checkout host. Dances with the loose carts in the parking lot. Give everything I've got. If you would kiss my face, make my black eyes burn. A fool like me won't ever learn. Speak the words I long to hear. Speak them slow and clear. I love you. Great gazelle, and the next thing you know, everything goes to hell. Like my mind when I see you in the chapel light. Try as I may, try as I might, this thing comes and takes over me like the night upon the sea, like thunder crashing down from above, like love.
Somebody who could cook my supper, won't you be my ball and chain?
And I'll fix up my old fixer-upper, will you be my ball and chain?
And then I need somebody who can clean my kitchen, won't you be my ball and chain?
And change the clutch on my old transmission, won't you be my ball and chain? Oh, won't you be my ball and chain? Be my ball and chain. I'm so tired of being lonely, won't you be my ball and chain?
I heard all about your buttermilk pies, won't you be my ball and chain?
And you might get some if you treat me nice, will you be my ball and chain?
Do you need somebody who can wash your stockings? Won't you be my ball and chain?
And will you answer the door when the landlord's knocking? Will you be my ball and chain? Oh, won't you be my ball and chain? Be my ball and chain. I'm so tired of being lonely. Won't you be my ball and chain?
I'll go with you to a dancing lesson if you be my ball and chain.
I'll even eat your mama's cornbread dressing if you be my ball and chain.
I'll hold your purse while you try on dresses if you be my ball and chain.
And I'll clean up all your little nasty messes if you'll be my ball and chain.
Oh, won't you be my ball and chain? Be my ball and chain. I'm so tired of being lonely. Won't you be my ball and chain?
And if I get restless, will you take me out riding?
And will you say sorry if we ever start fighting?
Now meet me at church and don't you be drinking.
Then we'll ride off in a long white Lincoln if you'll be my ball and chain. Be my ball and chain. I'm so tired of being lonely. Won't you be my ball and chain? Won't you be my ball and chain? Be my ball and chain. I'm so tired of being lonely. Won't you be my ball and chain? I'm so tired of being lonely. Won't you be my ball and chain?
Brennan Lee and Noah McKay performing live in our new Session Studio C on Texas Music Matters. You're listening to the very first performances caught live in this new studio. The idea here is to have a space dedicated to singer-songwriters, more intimate than Studio 1A, but it's outfitted with cameras, which will eventually be able to stream performances live on video. We've got some samples at our website, KUT.org. From our series of inaugural performances from Session Studio C, this is Shaky Graves on Texas Music Matters.
Yeah, well, so it goes. Yeah, so it goes. Yeah, that sweet heirloom, there may be stones. Yeah, let's take a chance, so and roll the bones. Go crash that car, yeah, unplug that phone. Yeah, and sell your belongings, show them clever drawings. Yeah, try to make a dollar from the grave. Yeah, sell them belongings, show them clever drawings. Yeah, try to make a dollar from the grave. Oh, yeah, but who's to blame? Thank you.
of the good fight to see that someday everybody all dies alone. But I say, who really knows?
That's Emily Wolf with Hannah Hagar, caught live for the debut of Session Studio C, helping us close out today's edition of Texas Music Matters. On behalf of the entire Texas Music Matters team, I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin.
You and I would fall asleep and wake up from a dream. And since we never lived it, we can make up anything.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
If you weren't the one I was meant to find, I wish I was.